It's about the passion. Okay? I'm very proud of the organization, really, that does what we do. Remember, we do it at 300 locations globally. Right? We serve. And I think the amount of documents that we issue a year is over 1.8 million travel documents a year, a month, between passports and visas. Okay. It's a daunting mission, 24/7, 365, and we have really turned the mission on its head, if you will. Okay.
So getting this done with less, using less energy, being green, and sometimes I'm out there and I'm talking to folks and they go, oh yeah, this green thing is great, but it doesn't help me do my job better. Well, why is green important?
It's very important from a number of reasons, right? If Japan is showing us what can happen, okay, how much electricity are we going to keep consuming, or energy in general, right? What we have done is, this is one aspect of it, where we have done massive virtualization in what we do. But we are also addressing other things, like our consular electronic application center. We've gone totally paperless on our visa applications worldwide. It's web-based, totally. We used to ship boxes and boxes of applications all over the world. Talk about cutting down trees, right? So that's greening. The other aspect we have gone is massive thin client environments across our enterprise, right? So we are going on a massive multiple paths in addressing the green aspects of it.
Biggest lesson learned when you were doing this?
Oh, biggest lesson learned is, I tell you what, you have to fight battles. Roger Baker was talking about going gray. I can talk about having no hair.
I'm right there, you. We have almost the same hairline.
So I'm telling you, it's a change, as Roger Baker said. And when you try to implement change, you have resistance.
How do you convince people that this is important to do?
Ah, very good question.
Thank you. I get paid to do this.
I think the way we did it is, we started showing small successes. And you build on those small successes, right? I think several federal agencies have tried modernization or transformation, what I call top-down. What we are doing really is bottoms-up, top-down modernization. In other words, do it by small gains and small successes. It kind of becomes very viral. And you start...
People get excited by the success.
Excited. And then you start building on that.